Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Hey everybody, Miles.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
Yeah, I heard that on a song this afternoon.
Oh, what was the song?
I couldn't really tell out the words. It was something 45. Do, 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 do.
Who sang it?
I don't know. I just heard it on some oldie station.
Oh.
Sounded like a cool song. So.
Hey, do you ever get these waters that have, like, the nipple on them? You know the thing you pull out?
What?
Water, you know? You ever get a water?
A bottle of water?
Yeah, it has the cap on it with, like, the little nipple thing that you pull out.
No, I've never had that.
Are you serious?
No.
It's a little plastic dealy, like a sports bottle?
No. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sort of, yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to pull up on it so the water comes out?
Yeah.
Have you ever got one of those?
Yeah.
You feel funny drinking out of that?
I never really thought of it like that, but... No, you mentioned it.
It's like a nipple.
I guess I've never put a lot of thought into it.
I feel like I'm nursing or something here.
Oh, how do you feel when you eat a taco?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I don't know.
I just was wondering. I got a drink here, and I was like, wow, that's weird.
Like I'm sucking on some tea.
It's like a nipple.
You enjoying it?
I wonder if there's people snickering because, you know... The Nestle Company, which is the water I've got here.
How do you feel when you eat a hot dog?
Yeah.
Gay?
I don't eat hot dogs, but that's a whole other story. A hot dog, yeah. But yeah, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
I'm back from vacation, dude.
Oh, that's right. You were here last week.
Yeah.
Showing everybody your belly.
Yeah, that's true.
It was the Miles Belly Tour.
Yeah, that's true.
It was the, you know, before laser surgery belly tour. I think was the name of it.
Yeah.
Then you're going to go get all that hair lasered off or something. So
I don't have the money to do that.
It's not quite so disgusting.
No, I don't have the money to do that.
Yeah.
I actually know a guy that's actually a lot hairier than I am.
And you've seen his hairy belly?
I tell you, he can outdo me. Yeah. He's freakish.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah. So I have another vacation story for you.
Another vacation story?
Yeah.
What's going on with the vacation?
I took a little vacation last week, and I had a lot of time to talk to my wife and the old van, you know, and reminiscing about my days as a child and, you know, being on vacation with my parents and family.
Which
and
is probably a cakewalk, right?
Probably what?
Probably a real cakewalk there.
Yeah.
Okay, now I want you all to lie about your age.
That is true.
Not 14, you're 12.
You did actually try to speak into some stuff.
But, Dad, I just started shaving.
Yeah.
I'm like 26. Wait, Shut up!
My dad did try to pull that in St. Louis once, actually.
Yeah, I believe it.
Isn't there like an old battleship down there somewhere?
Yeah, I don't think it's there anymore. There used to be like some kind of battleship on the river.
My dad attempted to lie to get me on that at one point.
Probably so.
Like under 10 or something when I was like 13. I don't know what it was.
Don't you have like an IQ test if there's a certain IQ level that we could get him on for free?
Yeah.
I know chronologically he's 14, but really mentally he's only about 8. I can prove it.
That is so true. But to get back to my story just for a moment, I was telling my wife when my dad would go to bed at night, he would like to hide his wallet.
That's what he used to call it, huh?
Yeah, it was actually his wallet, and he used to sleep with his wallet, actually.
Miles, we're going to play hide the wallet.
And he used to play hide the wallet in his underpants.
He'd run around the room with his... Did you guys all, like, stay in the same room then?
Yeah.
It's like one big room.
Yeah.
And you were like what age?
I was like 25, 26.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I thought.
No, I don't know. I didn't think anything. You know, I still don't think it's weird.
Were you like more than like 12?
I probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But my dad's like, well, yeah, this is an old army trick. You sleep with your wallet in your underpants at night.
Your dad was never in the army.
Yeah, he was.
Was he really?
Yeah, he never left the States, though.
Oh. There's a reason for that.
Except one time ago to Mexico or something, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
And so my wife did not believe this story.
He would sleep with his wallet in his underpants.
Yeah, she goes, well, were they in the front of his underpants or in the back? Well, I said, well, in the front, of course.
In the front.
That would be too weird to have him in back, I think.
He didn't want to fart on his wallet all night.
Yeah, you know, you don't want that to get misplaced. Or, you know. Where's my credit card?
How can you tell when an old army guy's on vacation all his money smells like shit?
That reminds me of another story, but I actually had my dad confirm this, though.
Everybody's going to take this cigar tube. I'm going to put money in it.
Well,
you're going to stick it up your ass for the duration of the vacation.
Another hiding place for him on vacation is actually in his sock.
In his socks?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he won't take cash. And one time he had really sweaty feet.
Yeah. One time.
And he got out the cash and gave it to this lady, and she was like, ooh, your bills are all wet.
That's my emergency right foot fund.
She was wondering what these bills were, that they were all wet, you know.
You don't need Dr. Scholl's, you just need fives and tens.
Yeah. So I told my wife this, and she did not believe it, so I had to have my dad confirm it.
So he said he told her, yeah?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything about playing hide the wallet with her, did he?
No, he did not, no. No, he.
I think this is going to be a long trip, honey.
No, he said it's an old army trick.
So we're going to have to hide my wallet.
He would sleep with the wallet in his underpants.
The whole wallet.
And I, you know, I didn't think anything different of it. But
why
my wife
just was
all grossed out.
Why couldn't he just put his money in his underpants?
I don't know. He would put his whole wallet, actually, in his underpants.
The upper part of your butt crack makes a great credit card holder.
ATM machine.
I used to have your mom paint digits on my ass cheeks.
No, that's true, though.
That's too bizarre.
Isn't that bizarre?
Well, I could see, you know, you need to hide. He was worried about losing his money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an old army trick or an old whorehouse trick.
I don't know. I think he would hide under the mattress occasionally, too, I think.
Oh, that's a good place. Nobody's going to look there.
Yeah. He always had this fear someone was going to break in the middle of the night, you know. Well,
that's a weird thing going on there. The sock thing I could see. I used to put money on my sock because I didn't. In the summer, you know, you ride your bike or whatever.
Yeah.
It falls out of your pocket, so you put it in your sock.
Right.
So. But, yeah, put it in your underwear at night. That's a little odd.
I mean, you've traveled quite a bit with your job.
Yeah.
I mean, would you hide your wallet in your underpants while wearing the underpants?
My whole defense is I put it out on the table that they provide you, like as a desk or whatever.
Right.
In plain sight. So if they come in, they just take it and leave and not bother me at all.
Yeah, I think I'd do that, too. I'd be like, just take it.
Right. Go about your business. I want to wake up in the morning. I don't want to be hassled. I don't want anybody sorting through my underpants while I'm wearing them. Looking for my wallet.
Hey, where's your wallet at?
Give me your wallet.
Well, come on now.
Hey, SpongeBob Square Dick, give me that wallet out of your underpants.
Hold on, it's in my taint.
That's too much.
It's taped to my taint.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Your dad's a character.
Yeah. Well, my wife didn't believe it.
Gee, he'd make a good drug smuggler, I think.
Yeah.
He's got the mind for it.
Yeah. There you go.
If he hides his money in his underpants at night, what else would he do?
I don't know. What do they teach in the Army? I don't know. I was never in the Army, so I don't know.
Well, maybe you should have went.
I don't know.
Maybe you can sign up now.
If anyone's listening who's been in the Army or who's in the Army, if this is a common thing still used, just let us know. Just right into the show, please.
The old, what would you call that? I don't even know. Hide the wallet. I don't know. That's weird.
First National Bank of the Twig and Berries or something.
I don't know. I've heard of hiding it under a rock, but a marble sack? Come on. Well, I wasn't feeling too good today, and so just to challenge my own intelligence, I did some really stupid thing.
Oh, okay.
So I decide I have to, like, finish mowing the grass, right?
Right.
Doing the trim part, you know,
yeah,
with the push mower.
Yeah.
So since I wasn't feeling very good and didn't really want to do it, I decided I'd just wear my sandals, which is always a bright move.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when you're working with rotary equipment.
Oh, nice.
High-speed rotary equipment.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't cut my toes off, in case you were wondering.
Oh, okay.
Or even, like, trim my toenails for this.
Yeah.
But the goofy thing was, I'm stomping around in the yard, and I get this stick stuck in my sandal.
Okay.
And didn't think much of it. And so, like, I shake my foot, thinking I'll shake it out, right?
Right.
Well, so I step back down. Well, then, of course, I lodged the stick into my foot because I stepped down right into the, you know, right at the right angle to shove it farther up into my foot. So I pull the thing out, and I'm, like, bleeding. I got this nice scratch in my foot here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was a snake or something.
No, no.
Oh.
I'm just talking about how bright I am to go, you know, I told myself, go put your shoes on, right?
Yeah.
I was so goddamn lazy.
Right.
That I just put the sandals on, and then by wearing the sandals, I stuck a little branch into my foot.
Ooh.
It's like all cut up now.
Yeah.
And I stabbed myself, basically.
Ooh. Did it go under your nail or anything like that?
What?
Did the stick go under your nail?
No, no, it wasn't in my toe. It was actually up higher on my foot.
Ooh.
Like on the top part of your foot. You know where you don't like to get things dropped on it?
Like the ball?
No, on top of my foot.
Oh.
So, like, the sandal has a strap that goes across, like, the top of your foot.
Were you inspired by the Mel Gibson The Passion to wear these sandals while...
Right, yeah.
That was...
Yeah, I believe... I said, what would Jesus do? Well, he would wear sandals while he mowed the grass.
Yeah, let's wear sandals. I think that'd be a great idea while mowing the grass.
Yeah, that's what Jesus would do.
Right.
So, no, but I got this scar. I'm going to have this terrible thing tomorrow. I'm thinking, am I going to have to wear my sandals because it'll hurt if I wear my sock to work?
I can't picture you wearing sandals for some reason.
Really?
I think
I wore them while you were here.
Really?
No, either that or I didn't wear. I don't like to wear shoes, really, so...
Really?
I either wasn't wearing shoes or I probably wore the sandals, so...
Yeah. So you were all just being religious or something. And
yeah, right, yeah.
You were wearing, like, a loincloth, too, or something.
Yeah, I wore a loincloth. Yeah, I was out in robes, and I was reading a book.
Yeah.
And mowing the grass in my sandals.
Jeez. Are you bleeding still, or...?
No, it's not bleeding still, but it looks pretty nasty. I don't think it's quite as bad as it looks.
Yeah.
I should probably take a picture of it or something.
Yeah.
It's like I have an A. It's like I got an A on my top of my foot where this stick just scratched into me, dug into me a bit.
Well, that's what happened to Jesus, though, too.
So. Yeah, it's like the scarlet letter.
Yeah.
My adulterous foot.
Well, that's what happened to Jesus, though, you know.
What's that? He got his A on his foot?
He got impaled there with, like, a stick.
Well, yeah, but that was, like, all the way through his foot.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm saying, though, he got, like, a spear.
Oh, you think this is, like, a partial stigmata?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Is that, you think?
I got stigmata while I was mowing the grass with my sandals.
I don't know. I'm just trying to put a kooky spin on it.
Yeah,
you know?
It could be. Could be. Maybe I need to start a cult of people who mow grass for free. They'll come over and do lawn care for free.
Do you feel different?
No.
Oh.
Luckily, at about the same time, my daughter fell down and scraped her knee, and so my wife went and got the Bactine, so I had to give it a little spritz.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little spritz of Bactine on the old stigmata. does the job. If only, you know, if only the people who make Bactine were making their product back in the, you know, BC era.
Yeah.
Actually, just AD era, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say,
If they started back in BC and then, you know, they had established product in the AD.
Right.
You give a little spritz on there and everything will be better.
Yeah. You going to be okay?
I think I'll be fine. Other than, you know, it's going to scab up and everything. But
yeah.
That'll be all right.
Well, I mean, you're living kind of dangerously.
I won't have any place to hide my wallet, but that'll be okay.
I mean, next week you're going to be frying bacon in the nude or something.
Something really. Like that.
Yeah.
That'll be the next thing, right? And then I'll have to have my Paul Prudhomme experience or something. Be in a wheelchair.
Oh, gee.
From cooking bacon.
Oh, God.
Well, I hope your dad is hiding his wallet as we speak.
Yeah.
And everything will be good in his world.
Yeah.